Come on, Your Honor. Come on. Can I take the mask down?
No. I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yes.
All right, sir. Let me read all the paperwork I just received.
I have cell phone evidence too, ma'am. A lot of it. Never know if you'd have time to do it all today.
All right, sir. Mr. Giannini, this is your request for a harassment prevention order against Mr. Padin and Aiden Kearney.
Yeah, there's supposed to be two separate
ones. Okay, let me just slow down. I'm going to ask you the questions, okay?
You just did ask me a question.
Do you want me to hear this or not?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so the affidavit that you wrote for Mr. Padin, who wrote this?
My girlfriend.
When did she write this?
We've been talking to the clerk and he's been telling us to set it up. We just couldn't send it over by the way he wanted because we only had cell phones and not printers and stuff. So last Friday?
All right, and she's not getting an order against him. You are.
She went and got a police report done, but now they're telling her against one of his associates, Wayne Arnott, that has nothing to do with it. This is my stuff.
So the only thing I'm asking you is because the handwriting to me looks significantly different.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend.
It's clear to me that you did not write this.
She wrote it with me together because I can't, I'm right at the doctor, as you notice in the next one.
All right, so and who is Mr. Padin and Mr. Kearney to you?
Padin was my next door neighbor. Did an harassment order. Out of revenge, he made up something with my housing and did something after the first arrest, then got me eviction and then a trespasser thing on me. Then it turned into one day coming in and he got tried to stab me and slash the tires. He got arrested for that. I didn't go the first hearing day because it was I mixed up my dates because I had a lot of dates that
All right,
time.
So he's your neighbor.
Yes.
All right, and does he live near you still?
Yes.
How close?
That wasn't time. I need to finish so you'd understand like what happened.
Do you want me to hear this or not?
Yes.
I'm getting to the points that I need to know to determine. You might have a lot of information. I'm trying to, listen to me, please. Listen to me. I'm trying to narrow you down to issues that I need to know, all right? So you might want to say everything that you want to say. I don't need to hear everything. What I'm saying is please answer my questions.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So does he live near you now?
Yes.
How close does he live near you?
Two doors down. Two doors to the right.
All right. And then who is Mr. Aiden Kearney?
Aiden Kearney's part of his associate, but it's part of a whole different broad of stuff that has been going on with the court that I wrote. The police department heard some video stuff, and Joshua's already been here twice with the assault and battery thing.
So what's Mr. Kearney's relationship with Mr. Padin?
Basically, this guy is a YouTube guy.
Who, Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's basically went after my girlfriend and me for getting our son back and the system's messed up, this and that. And he made some calls at DCF. DCF said they were fake calls, they didn't let him go. During the whole year, he's been slandering me, putting things up on Facebook, putting posters out, threatening me. I have the tape.
What kinds of threats?
Kidnapping, making my son transgender.
What kinds of threats is he making?
Kidnapping my son, making
him... He's threatened to kidnap your son.
On air, the police officer heard it, on his little cast.
Okay.
Out of revenge for me putting him out there about being a teacher that sexual misconduct on a teacher, he said he was gonna, quote unquote, foster my kid out of revenge for what he did and take him, then make him a transgender baby. And the police officer heard that, it's in the report.
All right.
Among with... videos of me and my girl going in the house and sent, which they seen, among with,
Have you ever seen him in person?
Posters, yes. It was a fine.
When's the last time you saw him in person?
Well, just when he shows the videos back to me that they send of me and my son.
Are you talking about social media?
He's hacked into all my social media accounts.
So the question is, I understand what you're saying to me. Mm-hmm. I believe it or not, I'm picking it up. Mm-hmm. All right. I understand what you're saying. All mm-hmm. right. You don't have to explain it again.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm asking you, did you ever see him in person?
Yes.
All right. When was that? A year ago, a month ago?
Something that went down. I had the iPhone with a lot of other evidence, but I transferred it to this. And finally, I got a hold of the footage. They had come down here, someone put a knife to me, they had took the phone, and they made me do a confession online. And online, you could see the knife to my face. They sent it to me, and I had another phone get it, because when they send it from like my Instagram account or something. So I have to catch it, because it looks like I'm sending it to myself, but really I'm not. Plus, I have all the phone subscribers saying, yes, your phone was hacked, yes, it was synced, and yes, this and
all right,
yes,
so
that.
My question is, when did you ever, if you did, it's all right if you haven't seen him in person.
I seen him pull away in a truck, and yesterday, to see if they were following me, like my phone suggested, I went to Costco's in Dedham, down a dead-end street, and the same truck where I seen them in was there within a half an hour. I was in the passenger seat, kind of sat down, I looked up, guy was like filming me, I got out of the car. He put the phone down and left real quick, like kind of.
And you believe that's up. Mr. Kearney?
That is the truck that they were in that night that the knife attempt was. I never said anything about that because.
My question is, you believe that who you saw yesterday was Mr. Kearney?
His associates, yes. He has a few vast of them. I have over 400 messages of him in his whole little car.
All right. So your complaint with Mr. Kearney is threats via social media and posting things that are false. False?
Cyberbullying, saying that I'm a sex offender, which I'm not, you can see, saying that I murdered my ex-girlfriend 12 years ago, and, which is not true, she OD'd, and nothing happened with that, you'd see that. Just stuff that wasn't true, because I outed him on the sexual misconduct thing at Shepherd High. So that was my point of making, where he tried to send DCF, you know, and just to say I was beating my son. I wasn't home, I was out working. They made a report, TCF found out that he's been doing this to a lot of people.
Understood. All right, so that's Mr. Kearney. What has Mr. Padin done to you?
Since Aiden put out this stuff about the sexual predator stuff, that I'm not, as you can see, America. And we've been fighting back and forth. Somehow he's got him, and I have evidence, all that. Like, it's like serious. It's going to be going civil, all that. I've been getting the evidence. And what's the same? Once you get something done here, take your computers and your phone down here. So they're ready to do something. But, like, hacking into the Xfinia to where I got a video of what I was saying in the room the night before. This is what just made me just have it. And they had, like, a wire. Like, they were listening to the conversation.
So when you're saying that, these are things that are... Hold on. Before you begin. When you say they, I don't understand
what
that means.
It says in the police report.
So I'm just asking about what Mr. Padin did. So tell me what Mr. Padin has done.
Mr. Padin, what he's doing now, even if he wasn't in cahoots with Aiden, getting ridiculous because... The first harassment thing, once my son was there, he starts yelling racial slurs and he's kind of a little bit gone. And I'm not all there either. I have some mental issues, as you guys don't know. But the first harassment, after I did that, he went to DCF, called DCF, and then called Georgetown, which led to an eviction. And then DCF, they didn't do anything because it was false. But it's all out of revenge that he did this.
And calling DCF and calling housing.
Yes.
All right.
And the DCF got straightened and the housing might get straightened, but they wanted him to stop and chill out. Since then, there's been three other occasions, two with knives. And the second one, they said they were going to send a summons. I don't know if they did, but right after Judge Coffey dismissed it after the arraignment, I think I'm supposed to get three chances to show up or at least benefit of the doubt, the one chance, but didn't go in the first time because I had so many court dates I had messed up, but... He let him go. The minute he seen him, he got his cojones up, excuse my language, and came after me again with the knife. Slapped in my fire, slapped car too. But this time he hit the phone out of my hand, and I had to run to security. And then security was giving me a hard time because they were saying, well, I don't belong here, and I can come, and I can go. I can't.
Right. When did this happen with the knife incident?
Again, it happened. It should be in there. The cops are supposed to send a summons. Up.
Are we talking months ago, weeks ago, year ago?
A couple weeks ago. And then
All right, so a couple weeks ago.
And then he did.
Just follow my train of thought, okay? These are my train of thoughts that you need to follow with me. All right? Mm-hmm. I can't follow your train of thought. You need to follow with me because,
yes,
to be honest,
right.
I'm the one that makes the decision, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so when the police got involved, did Mr. Padin get arrested?
Yes, and we were in court here together.
Okay, and what happened to the case?
The judge?
Dismissed the case. That's what you're saying?
No, Judge Coffey ended up doing it. I got it through. You know, the case with the, he got arrested for it.
Okay.
When I didn't go to court and it was dismissed on his record, he came right after me the next time he seen me. So the judge told him, I went back and came back again. The judge told him to stay, and he didn't put a restraining order on him and didn't charge him in anything because like summons should be coming in the mail with him. If not, I filed a police report for it.
All right.
And went after me with a knife again, all that stuff happened, slashed the tire again. The guy judge, remember I was here? He told him to leave me alone and to stay out of my business. Since
right.
then, there's been three more incidents. I reported the last two.
Okay.
And there's reports on it. He can't be yelling white mother effer in front of my son. My son's running back and forth saying the next 2 days, white mother effer, white mother, swearing, obnoxious. And then he just makes it look like it's me because it's got to either go through the summons or he won the court. He won the basically, Judge Clark dismissed it on the first arraignment case where I was supposed to come. So he's doing all this stuff out of revenge, which is coming on against me, and I have no court saying, listen, Mr. Gennetti's filed six reports on this guy, and this kid is just going and doing revenge stuff and getting him evicted out of somewhere while Mr. Gennetti's just asking him to leave him alone. And then he got to the stabbing, and then the second time he just almost really killed me. Like, and it's like...
And tell me about that.
Chased him, and I had stuff in my hand going in.
How long ago did this happen?
2 weeks, and the cops were called.
I'm sorry, how long ago?
About 2 weeks.
Okay,
the cops
what
were
happened?
Called. I don't know if you guys have it. It might have been a summons coming, or maybe they crossed lives.
Just tell me what happened.
Boom, hits the cell phone on my hand. Chases me around. I'm jumping over. It's like from a movie. I'm so scared. And I don't do this much, and I don't tell on people, but I was scared. Like, he was like really getting me mad. Like, he had beat the case. He was drinking a little bit, smelling. He was just thinking he's untouchable. I don't know what the hell his problem is. Get me with the knife, get me the knife, this stabs up, and we even run to the security guy. Security guy says to me, because he really is not seeing what's going on, I said, Josh trying to stab you over 2 doors down. He said, you're not even supposed to be here, Mr. Janet. I said, I'm not supposed to be here after 10, and I can't come and go. He had took a left, and like, because we had problems before at work. So when he came back around, Joshua went, stabbed my tires, went in the house. Police were called, they questioned Joshua, they questioned security, and the tire was flat again. My poor father had to change the tire at 10 at night because I had to leave the property. And they told my father they were going to send a summons in for A and B and another tire slash. I don't know what happened with that. We went in front of the judge. I tried to talk to the judge and he really was, yeah, and I was trying to say, well, a summons might be coming or maybe it came, but he's supposed to be coming to court for another A and B because that's what the police told my father and me. So we came in front of him. I tried to tell him as much as I could, and you're letting me explain a little more, so I'm doing a little better. I'm just a little nervous, and a lot of stuff's been going on with posters people have been putting up about me and stuff that I've been saying.
So how do you know that Mr. Padin slashed your tires?
I've seen him both times. That's
and
why
how long ago did this
time.
Happen? About 2 weeks ago?
Yes. He went and ducked behind the car, and he slashed tire. I mean, I couldn't see his hand going in it, but I know he had a knife because he was chasing me with it.
How far does he live from you?
Two doors down.
Two, is the same building?
Yes. So every time I pull up, he's come out and run out and say stuff since Judge Coffey dismissed his case. And Judge Coffey and me don't really have that great of a history.
All right, you don't have to explain anything.
But he's feeling like he can just do this anytime he wants. And the police officers know I have seven reports in there, but not only that.
Okay, hold on for a second. I'm filling stuff out.
Yeah.
All right. So you're at 256 West Street.
225 Georgetown is the first address, and then I'm back and forth towards both places. My son and girlfriend are at 225.
What's your address?
225 Georgetown Drive. But because of what's been going on, I can't stay after 10. So now I'm back and forth to 256 West Street, which is on my license and stuff. And there's cameras in cameras. They won't pull them up or they won't do nothing for me. And the police have pulled me over now a total of since I was on Boston's Finest.
Okay, just stop
times.
Talking because you're not helping yourself. All right, just stop talking. Let me fill out the paperwork. Okay, mm-hmm. Because the more you tell me, it's not necessary.
The police haven't done. Okay.
All right, sir. So you've given me three separate instances where Mr. Padin has maliciously or willfully acted to cause you fear, intimidation, and harassment. So I'm going to issue the harassment prevention order against Mr. Padin. He is ordered to not abuse you. He's ordered to not contact you. He's ordered to stay away from you 20 feet, which essentially means that I'm not kicking anyone out of the house. You can stay at that house. You have to he has to stay away from you 20 feet and have no contact with you.
Okay, now can I say, now you...
And that's going to be only good until August 17th. You have to come back to ask for an extension, okay? Yes, what's your question?
You can see with the first harassment, I don't know if you can, but since the first harassment, he did the payback with his thing with Georgetown and got me evicted. Is there any way to show the date so, like, it's a revenge call, especially with DCF?
So all I have is a revenge call. That's not enough for me. So I've already set the order. So he has an order against you, okay?
But the first time, it's like a girl comes in and her boyfriend, and she beats the boyfriend up. The boyfriend goes and puts a restraint on her and tries to go to the back way and do it.
Okay, so I've issued it against him for you, all right? Okay. So there's an order against him on your behalf.
Okay.
I'm doing what you're asking me to do. All right?
I'm just nervous and a lot of stuff's going on.
Okay, no need to be nervous. But what I'm telling you is I'm issuing the order.
Thank you.
He's to stay away from you 20 feet.
Okay.
That means he gets to stay at his house.
Yes, well, that's fine. I don't
But he has to not contact you and stay
talk
away
to
from
me.
You.
Don't
okay?
talk to me, and that's all I want. All
right, so that's that. And then with Mr. Kearney, it's a little bit more tricky because there's what we call the First Amendment, right?
Yes.
What he places... Hold on. Please give me a chance to talk to you, just to explain, all right? I understand that if these are false allegations, that it could be very damaging and harassing. I get it. So what I'm going to do is not deny you. I'm going to set it up for a two-party hearing. I'm going to allow you to speak again, and I'm going to have Mr. Kearney speak as well. This one is not so clear-cut for me. So what I'm doing is I'm going to set it up for a two-party hearing. I'm not denying you. I'm going to give you another chance, but I'm going to give Mr. Kearney an opportunity to speak as well.
All right, now, I know what the First Amendment free speech, because I also rap and did some stupid things that I said to him.
Okay.
But I've been rapping for years, and I've never done anything to anyone. My point being that it is freedom of speech, and so he goes out there and asks, which is in the report, I don't know if you read it, asking his turtle riders to get me for having a meth baby. And then that's where the stabbings have occurred. That's where the extortion has occurred. And then that's one. So whatever he says, the kidnapping about...
I get it. I'm not denying you. I'm not disputing that it's untrue.
It's First Amendment until the stuff starts happening to me.
All right.
Understand?
I get it. So what I'm going to do is set it up for a two-party hearing. Are you available next...
Whenever you need me.
When is the next date? What's Tuesday? Next Tuesday.
I have a hearing coming up.
All right. So how about... August 9th. That's a Monday.
Can I come the day I have to be here for a driving case? Or is that all right? I mean, I'm sorry if you have to look. Because I have a son now, which is hard. And I'm trying to, you know, I changed my iPhone. I put in my year and stuff.
You just do it all the 17th.
I'm sorry?
This is August 17th. Let me just see, Mr.
You're here August 6th.
Okay.
That's 3 days from now.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, okay, I get it. Okay.
So, I don't know if that's going to be enough time.
No, that's fine. I'll take your what you suggested the first time.
August 9th?
Yes.
All right, that's a Monday.
Yes.
All right, so we'll see you on August 9th for Monday, okay, for two-party hearing. Do you have any idea where Mr. Kearney is living?
It's in there. The clerk looked up his block. I think it's something Holden Street. and being his track record with students, him coming down with the video, how can I get the video to you guys and all that other phone stuff that I have?
You can bring it on your phone, I can look at it, or the court can look at it. So we'll see you on the two-party hearing for Mr. Kearney on Monday, August 9th.
Now, the Worcester police told me once I had something to bring it down to them, because they wanted to do their own investigation, because I've been keeping them in the loop. Can I have a copy of anything?
I'm sorry?
A copy? Just
you can get a copy of the police report from them. I'll be happy to take it.
No, I mean the order of me and him coming back.
You're going to get a copy of the order against Mr. Padin. You can get a docket sheet for Mr. Kearney that is set up for a two-party hearing on Monday, August 9th. Okay?
Yes, August 9th. Okay.
You're
going to
get it.
Oh, that's when I can get it?
No, you can get it now from the clerk's office saying that it's on for a two-party hearing.
Thank you for that.
All right. All set. Good luck, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay.